beautiful, rainy Arizona and in some parts snowy Saturday morning. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. No watering questions today. We shouldn't need any other than don't turn the valve off. Turn the sprinkler off.
Right. Turn the controller off so that it doesn't send electricity to your valve.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's get to Shirley, who's been on hold the longest. Welcome to the program. How may we help you, ma'am?
Is this for Shirley?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. We have a plant that my husband bought probably about 5-6 months ago. It's in a pot. It's inside the house. He says it's called a money tree, and it was thriving and doing very well until about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, and the leaves are just dying and falling off, and we can't figure out what's wrong with it, what we're doing wrong.
Well, we can't let a money tree die. Keep that producing.
That's for sure.
Here's a couple of things about indoor plants or potted plants or houseplants. When you buy it at the store and it's in the pot, it is probably the best it's going to get in that pot. I mean, that's why you bought it. It looks good. It's to scale. The plant is the right size and the right height for the size pot it's in. So it's hard to keep them from going downhill from there if you don't, number one, within a few weeks or a month or so, repot it into a bigger pot. That's probably the first thing that should happen when people buy an indoor plant. Or you have to reduce the size of the plant to keep it in that size pot. Now, with an upright grower like a money tree, that's pretty hard to do. So the first thing I would probably consider doing is putting it in a little bit bigger pot. And you don't go real big, but I usually figure about 20% bigger. The other thing that generally happens is we don't fertilize potted plants enough because we're watering and, you know, we're constantly leaching the nutrients out of the soil. And a lot of times we're overwatering. We need to replace the nutrients. And then the last thing would be to check for overwatering, especially as it has cooled off and you've turned your air conditioner off in your house. You know, the house is not as dry as it was. Things are staying wetter longer this time of year, even inside the house. So most people overwater houseplants particularly. So
time for
those three things: bigger pot, fertilizer, and don't overwater it.
And when she brings a new pot, new soil, I mean, obviously it's bigger, she'll need to add some, but should she try and replace what's existing there?
Well, you would take you would take the plant out of the existing pot. There'd be it'd be a molded root ball the size of the pot that it's been in. You're going to put that in a bigger pot, so you're going to have to put some soil underneath that so it doesn't sit down too deep, and then you'll have to put some soil around the edges. It's going to need some additional soil for sure.
One thing I can add to that is I have a money tree myself at home, and I found that when it didn't do well in the house, I finally just acquiesced and took it outside and planted it in an eastern location along the house where it seemed to recover and do quite well. You'll be surprised, it doesn't need as much water as you think. I may water this one once a week, and that's outside. So in your house, if you find the leaves falling off, it's more than likely, as Jay points out, overwatering. So I take it outside and just plant it in the ground out of the pot where it has an opportunity to come back and make sure it's on an east location under something so it doesn't get frostbitten.
And a good point, too. The house could be too dark. Sometimes, especially ficus, when people take ficus home and they start defoliating, you know, they're generally because it's in a too dark a spot or much darker than it's used to being grown
in. Temperature changes in the house when you turn on your heater because of the cold weather. Yep. So.
There you go, Miss Shirley. More pot, more light, more fertilizer.
Bigger container.
And less water.
Not more pot.
Take it outside.
Oh, okay.
All right. Cindy and Gilbert's next on the line with a question for our arborist this morning, Mr. Tom Deegan, member of the Arizona Community Tree Council. Cindy, go ahead with your question, ma'am.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. And love your show. I have two tipu trees, and they were planted on the side of my house. And the side is the east side, but I have a big house next to me that kind of blocks some of the light. But they've been growing pretty good for the past 3 years. But I've noticed on one of the joints, or actually two of the joints of my one tree, it's kind of crumbling. Like there's like almost like it's I was like, wow, do I have termites in my tree or something? And I know that there's like carpenter ants that can be tree itself looks good, and you know where the joints are, it like it's still sturdy, and like I said, nothing's dying or anything. But I was just like I touched it, and like literally the bark just started crumbling off, and I was like, uh oh.
And in that regard, you've had it for 3 years, you said, Cindy? In the same location?
Very small when they were first planted. Uh-huh. They were almost like bushes. I'm like, these are my trees. Are you kidding me?
You know, there's a disease called crown gall that it could have. It's hard to say. It's like diagnosing people without seeing them. What I might recommend you try is to put some kind of a solution on there, like a Clorox solution, like a 10-to-1 mixture, and or there's Bordeaux that you can find at a hardware store that's a drying agent and a fungicide. And then you said it had a lot of leaf drop that goes with that as well?
She did.
In that regard, you probably reached a point where the trees, you've let the tree go too long, or you have a fertilizer thing, but and Jay may have something else to offer on that.
Well, some leaf drop on especially subtropicals this time of year isn't terribly abnormal. You know, they're going through, you know, it's getting cooler. They're going to lose some leaves. Even evergreen trees like sisus and tipus lose leaves periodically throughout the year. Generally, if they're turning yellow first and falling off, that might indicate that, you know, you got a little nutrient problem. Probably don't want to fertilize now, though, and push a lot of new growth going into winter. But I'd also check the watering. You know, I cannot tell you how many people just have not and do not adjust their watering as we get into the wintertime. And sure, you can water half as much now as you were watering in summer. And then here now, let me back up. You could have been watering half as much. You can start watering half as much again as that. So a fourth as much as you were watering in the summer from Thanksgiving to about Valentine's Day. So cut back on the water.
Back on a small question about containers and watering. Mm-hmm. How about these glass apparatuses that you fill, turn upside down, and let them just drip into the root ball? Is that... You have
indoor
you field
plants,
tested those?
For indoor plants, if that helps you, they work fine.
They do?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, it's just a matter... The hard thing is trying to figure out how many of those you need based on the size of the pot you
There's
have.
There's the challenge.
And how much, you know, it takes to get that container wet. I'm just a firm believer in the old stick your finger in the pot, and when the soil's dry, water it.
Finger depth deep. When it's dry, finger depth deep.
Okay. Pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Another aspect there is to take the soil in your hand and clump it together, and if it's holding itself together, you have plenty of moisture.
Cindy, we appreciate the call. We have Integrity Tree Service at rosieonthehouse.com. I don't believe they go to Gilbert. She'd go to the Arizona Community Tree Council, find plenty of certified arborists in her area.
Absolutely.
One that comes to mind is the Living Tree Services, kind of out by Apache Junction. They work that area.
Artistic arborists.
Outstanding. Cindy, we appreciate the call. Now, you had said cactus isn't in the arborist. Are citrus? Or is that, in the shrub? When you're going through your arborist training, do they include citrus?
Oh, yes.
That is. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, good. Both of our next calls online are about citrus. Starting with Sharon. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I wanted to ask about my lemon tree. I have a lemon tree, and it's one that produces really large lemons, and it had grown to the size of my single-story house with vaulted ceiling. So I had an issue where 1 year the weight of the lemons caused it to break, and it's planted on what would be the sunrise and east sets on the west side of the house. And so, you know, trimmed that down, took the fruit off, and then here about a year and a half ago, the other side broke.
Mm-hmm.
After it, from the weight of the tree, it might have been 2 years in between. So this past spring, I and the tree is at this point about 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I stumped it before spring.
And so cut it all the way to the ground?
No.
Dumped, like I mean, when like I they did a mulberry
I took
back
all
in the day?
All the branches off and took it to the trunk and, you know, left it to see if it would branch out and leaf out, which is what it's doing. And, there, of course, there's no fruit on it. But I'm wondering if that was a wise thing to do to see if it would fruit out again, which at this point, of course, I don't want it to
do. Of course, the wisest thing would have been call a year ago.
And Rosie loves chainsaws. I think he might say that's a good call.
All right. How can we coach her through what we have
actually,
right now?
Sharon, if you took it back to the point that it looked more like a totem pole than it did a tree, then that probably was not the wisest thing to do. You'll get it to leaf back out, and a lemon tree is an unbelievable survivor in Arizona soil, so it's going to come back and turn into a really nice shrub, and even some of those limbs will eventually produce fruit. But I would say you're at least 2 years away from that ever happening again. And during the process, I'd start thinning, going out and breaking off or trimming off as close to the tree as possible limbs to try and decide which ones you want to maintain so that it eventually turns into a stand-up tree rather than a small shrub.
It might be time to just plant something.
The real danger, and we won't know, is when she cut the tree back severely like that, then you're exposed the main trunk to a lot of sun.
True.
And you can get, usually what happens is you get sunburn on citrus and other smooth skinned trees. That's what's happened to a lot of the ficus that froze so hard and people had to cut them back severely. Now they've gotten sunburn on the main trunk and the main structure of the tree. Then that leads to bark peeling and cracking, which then leads to sooty canker and other diseases getting in the tree. So that might be the eventual undoing. That, I'm not saying that will happen, but what we don't know.
That's true, and she could solve that problem with some latex paint it white so it reflects the sun away and keeps that from happening.
What would a 25-gallon citrus tree at Harper's run?
$250-$300.
That might just be the
Most expensive part's taking the old tree out, quite frankly. But wait and see now. I mean, time will tell.
There's a lot to be said about a tree so big that it has a root system that allows it to recover, and actually, since it's already in that area, it could come back quite nicely.
Thanks for the call, Sharon.